Think it, feel it, live it is our motto. Your appearance is our business. Image is everything. From Detroit to Dallas, we're here to serve your fashion needs. The Texas Tie Guy helps you look good, feel better, and dress for success. Get ready for life and all it has to offer at TexasTieGuy.com. The Texas Tie Guy has everything you need for your professional appearance. Tie box sets, cufflinks, upscale pins, leather portfolios. Call for a free consultation now. 888-665-8802. The Texas Tie Guy at TexasTieGuy.com.
New inspirational artists communicating our message. It's right here on the Nyacom platform.
Here for another wonderful edition of the Nyacom platform. We have an incredible artist for you, and I am excited about who we have back on the program. You know of him before. I mean, he's one of the premier artists that we've had on this program that really catapulted us. Last time he was on here into this stratosphere as far as numbers. We had so many people that called him. Wrote in and shared, in the joys of what he was sharing about this new project, but he has even a newer project out now. And I want to introduce him right now. It's none other than Norris J, who has escalated to another level where he is letting it all hang out on his sophomore album, We in Jail, We Need Jesus. This Fort Worth, Texas native is bravely exposing his darkest moments in life from how he has managed. From his marriage and how it was in shambles, compiled with his battles with domestic abuse, to how he had contemplated petty theft just to make ends meet. And, you know, we've all been in a situation like that where all these things, different things can come around us, where, you know, temptations can come out of anywhere. All while being covered in the blood of Jesus, it can happen that way as well. Norris J reveals all of this as he cries out, giving thanks to God and giving thanks to the grace of God, a forgiving wife, and a godly mother who raised him to become the disciple of God he is today. The message of healing and renewal is in this project, especially in the lyrics of the new single, I Didn't Know Better. We welcome to the Nyacom platform. Once again, hallelujah, thank God for Norris J. Norris J., welcome to the platform. How are you doing this wonderful evening?
Man, I'm doing very well, man. How you guys doing? I appreciate that that wonderful intro, man. I thought you were talking about somebody else for a second.
Oh, man, I love what's going on in with this new project, and I'll tell you why. It's going along with what we have been talking about, Norris, over the last few weeks on the show, hitting about the things in our lives that we should be transparent about. And I'm glad that this project is coming up with something dealing with things you've dealt with in your life. And sometimes when we open up to those wounds or those things that we've gone through, it really ministers life to people. It really does. So thank you for stepping out and being vulnerable on this project. Tell us a little bit more about what's going on with your ministry and this project and what's going on with you now.
Oh, man. Well, first, let me answer what you just said about talking about things that, you know, that's went on in my life and all that. It's much easier to talk about things when you have been totally and completely delivered from something that had a stronghold on you. So, you know, maybe a few years ago, we'd have never been talking about this, but now that I'm totally and completely delivered and healed from it, it's absolutely no problem. I don't feel bad about a word. I don't feel bad about telling anybody about it because that is definitely something that was in my past, has nothing to do with my future, man. So,
I'm
moving forward on and from that, man. So, it's a ton of stuff going on, man. I've got, of course, the new project coming out, We in Jail, of course, which stands for We Need Jesus. I've been working in the studio with some new artists. Andrea Hamm. She and I have a song out. Andrea is one of the season three's runner up for Sunday's Best. And we have a song out right now. And Keisha Grandy, some people may not remember her, but she was one of the original members for Kirk Franklin and the Family. And
we did
cut a record. And it's set to release sometime next year. So I've been working, got the project going on. And as always, man, I'm still married, man. I've got three kids that seem to want and take up all of my time. So ministry is going forth, fatherhood, husband, all of that is going forth, man. So God is good. I can't complain.
This is incredible. I'm going to share with you the same scripture that we were going off of was 2 Corinthians 4:17. This is for our light affliction. And, you know, and I was saying on one of the TV shows, and God's blessed us to move the TV. We got to get you on one of these platforms. We're moving into our new studios. But we were talking about the other day 2 Corinthians 4:17 for our light affliction, which is but for a moment. And when he says it's a light affliction, that's in God's mind. We make something bigger than what it should be sometimes when we're going through it. And so, but he said it's working for us, and it's worth a far more eternal, exceeding an eternal weight of glory. So I praise God for everything he's taken you through. That eternal weight of glory is really for all those other people that you're going to minister to. He takes from your life, and takes it and transforms that thing into something beautiful that you can minister to people. And I believe that's what we're going to hear tonight on some of the music coming forth from your testimonies. And even just feeling the passion coming off of what's in your heart is really, really powerful. And so that's what we're praying tonight, that as we go through this interview process and as we're listening to the music, the power of God begin to just resonate off of what we're saying, and it reaches into these radio airwaves and touches people's life's ways. I always say the life ways, earways, and airways, wherever they're listening, that you transform their lives. So this is what we're believing for tonight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. And God is the one who will allow that to happen, man. If you put it in his hands, he will make it happen. So yeah, I'm agreeing, man, and I'm expecting it.
Yes, that's it. And tell us about the single that you have that you're releasing out right now. I believe it's Didn't Know No Better. That's the name of the song, right?
Didn't Know No Better.
Yes, didn't Know No Better. That's right.
Yeah, Didn't Know No Better. And it speaks of, you know, just me as a young, not necessarily teenage, but 20, 21, 22, 23, and just attitude issues. And, you know, it's a lot of stuff. We do crazy things at that age, just feeling filling out life, all that kind of stuff, man. And you know, so attitude issues, you know, I had altercations like with managers and all this kind of stuff, and I just put it on paper, talked about the fights me and my wife used to have, and I'm not talking about verbal fights either. I'm talking about fights and throwing stuff at each other and all this kind of stuff. All of that kind of stuff went on when I first got married, man. So it I just put it on paper, man, and hopefully you know, someone will receive that. I think in the song sometimes, somewhere in it I say, I used to tell people, but they don't even believe us. That's how far God has brought us. So even if I tell people now, they like, man, I've seen you and your wife together, and y'all ain't that far before. And it's like, man, you have absolutely no idea what we used to do.
Wow.
So,
you know,
it's a testimony to be a blessing to someone else.
Amen. You know what? It's in those moments. That's what somebody wants to know. I heard somebody say, I want to hear about somebody that can be real and tell us the truth that they've gone through something, but they've come out of it and they got the victory. But I just want to hear that they've gone through it, because some people, they feel that they condemn themselves. The devil makes them feel even worse. Oh, God won't accept me because I did this to me and my wife, father, I did this. You know, they get in their mind something huge. And if we can step out into a platform and say, I've been there, I can tell you exactly what you're going through because I've been through it. And I tell you how you can walk right out of it. We want somebody. I want somebody that can, you know, that can feel the weaknesses I felt in my life. And if they came out and they're stronger and they are more committed to Christ, I can do all things through Christ as well. That's what I would feel. And that's some of our listeners they've been talking about. So praise God. Praise God. Now this song, when you wrote this song, tell us some of the things that you have to dig back. A lot of artists out there, I always share with you, like last time they're listening, how do you dig into your life? How do you pull that out and put it into a song? what is there some things you had to go through, or God, you know, was it a season of time, or you just sit down and just wrote it all out as God gave it to you in one setting?
Man, you know, a lot of times I sit down and I actually still pray about what I want to write, what I want to say, how I want everything to come together. And on this particular song, it was rather simple because I wasn't speaking about somebody else's life. I was speaking about stuff that I've been through. So I mean, it was just coming out like, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. I remember when that happened. And I just put it on paper, man. So realistically, man, it was pretty simple to write because I wasn't trying to make up a story or, you know, something fictional or nothing like that. It was like my life. So it was rather simple to come up with it.
I'm a songwriter. I'm not a songwriter like every day I feel like I write a song. But when I write a song, I got to really feel it. I got to really know I've got a victory in it. But I got to go back to those moments and relive so I can give those what you call adjectives or things that highlight something that somebody might be going through. Can you tell our writer that's out there that's listening to you tonight, because I know they were listening before, and I know they tuned in especially this tonight. How to set the tone, or how would they dig into their lives? And maybe it's a little bit different than you, but how would you advise our writers tonight? Just give them a little bit of something, even if it just takes about a minute.
Well, when you're writing, if you feel something when you're writing, if you're writing something and you know it almost brings tears to your eyes or have a moment and they're like, wow, you know, and just reflect on it, that's good feeling type of music. And if it brings you to some sort of emotion like that, then of course somebody else who's listening to the song will also have a certain kind of feeling or a certain type of emotion behind something that you just wrote or something, you know, some lyrics that you just wrote. So I know that it's going to be interesting when I stop and pause in the middle of a verse and I'm like, wow, whoa, I was over there. You know what I'm saying? So I almost start crying. I have to stop and just pause for a minute. You know that other people who felt that way or been through that will feel the exact same way.
Wow. This is something I know it helps me, because I know there's some things I try to write about and I get emotional about it, but I'll stop. That's when I need to keep writing and really delve in to find out what I can bring out of that really touches the heart and core of somebody else's life. Now, I want us to listen to Didn't Know No Better, but we're going to come back and talk to you about what's changed or what's happening in your ministry now. What are you seeing out there as you're traveling? I know you travel over on a yearly basis over 100 different platforms you minister on, and I know something is formulated in the air out there, and the Spirit of God is doing something new, but we're going to come back and talk to you about that in a few minutes. Now, come audience, stay tuned. We'll be right back with Nurse J. We're going to play right now. Didn't Know No Better for Nurse J. Stay tuned.
Hey, yo, Rail, you did this one. Hey, yo, what's happening, all my new creatures?
Coach Ramon was constant commotion, just like they have on episodes of Maury Povich and Oprah. I wasn't making it no better. I'm using my fists to hit my chick, yo, just to make her shut up. Yo, quiet, Helen Keller. She asking where I was, but I told lies better than Jesus could tell parables. Tried to let her go, she kept running back. So I used her head and body as an everlasting punching bag. Threw cups and glasses through the pots and pans until she couldn't stand and started punching me back. Oh, but now, that ain't how I get down. Bust the rhyme, yo, Chris Brown. Look at me now. Those times are over, we kiss that life goodnight. Now we'd rather make love rather than make fight. But now, if you've seen us, it's a new season. I used to tell people, but they would never believe us. Up in the office and backhand the manager. The backhand caused the loss of all my benefits. No end, thus begins a life that's criminal. Not going back to working, I'm better off running the streets and pickpocketing wallets and snatching purses. What was I, Stevie, wondering all this time? I'm not trying to go to prison to finally find God. Oh, but now, that ain't how I get down. Bust the rhyme till Chris Brown. Look at me now. Oh, but now, that ain't how I get down.
Better. We're back with Norris J. Norris J, that's a powerful song. And I love it. And that's,
oh,
it sounds like a familiar voice on the vocal. Isn't that Brennan John?
Sir.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Brennan
yes,
sir.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're very familiar with the Nikon family here. And I wanted to share with the audience, now you're somewhere right now at a venue about to go get on stage to sing. And I want to make very good use of your time. We only have probably about 10 minutes more with you before we have to let you go. But I want to ask you this question. Norris, what is God doing on the many places that you go? What do you see different than you saw last year that God is doing in the ministries that you're experiencing and visiting across the world?
Well, I can only speak for the places that I've been, but He is setting atmospheres for worship, man. I don't care where we are, if we're at church or if we're at a venue, wherever it is, people are, like, anticipating a chance to worship. People are waiting to worship, and it's interesting. I know I rap and all that kind of stuff, but they want to worship. And wherever I go, people are waiting to worship. Not praise. They are, like, straight up ready to worship. I don't know if it's the place that a lot of people are right now, but it's like, I just want to worship God, and it is evident. Everywhere I go, it's evident that worship is in the atmosphere.
Amen. And it's a beautiful thing, too. That's some of the things that we're seeing everywhere. Even some of the places I'm going, I'm seeing that happen, too, where people are authentically wanting to experience the power of God in the presence of God. And, you know, a lot of young people are crying out for that, because a lot of places they'll cater to a lot of other things, but they'll always come back because our hearts, but in their hearts, and the generation, they're looking for God. And let me ask you this: you're about to go into a platform right now tonight. Let us know what that feels like. How do you prepare for something like this?
Man, believe it or not, I get really, really nervous before I'm about to go on stage. So I kind of start pacing. I get to praying in the corners and all this kind
of course.
Stuff. And you know, I start going over what I need to say. Man, I'm like everybody else, but I don't know. Like I say, some people have a knack for getting up in front of a lot of people, but I get nervous. I start praying, hands getting sweaty, all this kind of stuff. So I start going over what it is I want to say, what it is I need to say, and just make sure I know all my lines when the music starts. So yeah, it's interesting, man. I'm about to hit it here in a minute, and I'm good right now. But soon as they get ready to say Norris J, it's like, you know, I think God grabbed me by the hands and walked me onto the stage along with him, and you know, it fell over me, so I'm okay. But that's the
Amen.
Truth. That's absolutely what I go through, man.
I think you helped a lot of people out because, you know, even as I've been on many platforms, I felt the same way as you did going onto the platform. I know it's something else, but I think it's a beautiful thing. It's God's way of telling us, okay, you're still human, but I've got something I want to bring out of you. But I want you to recognize where the power is going to come from. And that's a beautiful thing, and that's what I believe God left me with. He said, I'm not going to take away those butterfly feelings or the nervousness. I want to let you know that the power is all about me. I say, and I'll lift my hands and say, yep, Lord, because if you don't do nothing, nothing will be done.
Man. Amen. Man. It is so true. I was in front of a high school just this past Tuesday, and mm-hmm. I'm a kind of quiet guy. I don't do a lot of loud talking and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I had talked with the sound man and all that, and, you know, we made everything, got everything ready. And once I got on stage with him and I came down, he was like, mm-hmm. wow, something comes over you. Something happens to you when you up there. And he was like, man, it's the Holy Spirit. And I just said, praise God. Praise God. I thank God that it's the Holy Spirit and it's not nothing else. You know, some people need maybe a shot of Hennessy or a shot of vodka
already.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I thank God that it's the Holy Spirit that transform me when I get a chance to minister.
Amen. And the only shout you need is the shout of the Holy Spirit to bring you to the place where God ministers. I love that. I'm glad you shared that too. You know, there's people out there listening tonight. They're strung out on drugs, and some of them feel they can't do jazz or feel they can't do what they do without shooting something up or while taking a toke or something, you know. But the reality is all you need is Jesus. That's all he's been waiting on is to bring himself into their lives. And I know you got to go real quick, too, because I want you to prepare, and I want you to go in the name of Jesus tonight and do a powerful, powerful work. But I want to ask you, tell our listeners, how can they get in touch with you? If they want to book you, how can they buy your new music that's out? And please go ahead and share, and feel free to share how they can find out all this information about you.
Absolutely. All of my information is on my website at www.norrisj.com. That's Norris, the letter J, .com, or www.injmusic.com. I'm on facebook.com/injmusic or Twitter at injmusic. Instagram, I take a lot of pictures and post them, so I'm on Instagram at norrisj1. Or you can always call my management at 682-232-4465. And that's 682-232-4465. And always you can email me at management@injmusic.com.
Amen, amen. I'm loving it. I'm going to start playing some of the new music here, and we definitely put it in rotation. I do want to let you know that on Nycom TV the other night, we went ahead and aired one of your videos. So as soon as you get a video ready, we're ready to put it out there to share with the world as well. So just know we're looking and anticipating you, you know, being a special guest on our TV show, Nycom TV. So I pray for you tonight that God uses you, you know. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I just said I would love to be a part of the show.
Oh, great, great, great. And you know what? We're right here in the area, too. And in about the next couple of weeks, we want to have our own studio place out there in right off the Dallas and Preston. And we're going to bring you out there and be one of our first guests. But I'm going to let you go because I know you got to get ready. Just greet our Nycom audience and tell everybody that's listening, you know, just say a word of encouragement to me before you go.
Okay, absolutely. Listen, you are listening to Nycom Radio. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to understand that God has everything in control. You are not alone. You are not by yourself. Even when you think you are, when you see those two sets of footprints, that one set of footprints That just means God is carrying you through that thing that you're going through at this time. So understand you are never alone. God has always, always been there for you. You just got to believe it.
Amen. Norris Day, thank you so much for spending your time with us tonight. We pray that God is blessing upon you as you go forth and minister tonight. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And we'll be right back.
Thank you, sir.
Praise God. Thank you. You're welcome. As we go right now, we're going to play No Better featuring Dana Hemphill. This is Norris J, brand new, right here on the Icon platform. Stay tuned.
Norris J, INJ Music, Dana Hemphill. Cry, I cry with my own eyes. So pass me a tissue. And as I place the order, the only thing special on the menu is you. Your presence in my life, I needed you in it. Since it wasn't physical, it made you easy to resist. I know what's right from wrong. I know what's good and bad. I know how to play the fool. Man, I'm so good at that. I know what grandma told me. I know I'm not supposed to put myself in situations I don't belong in. What I wanted from you is different. The time we spent it is not just decreasing, it's now limited. I've turned my back on you, I've walked away, and I've ceased to compensate. And at times we wouldn't talk for days, but in your will you kept me. I would say there's nobody greater, but Vashawn Mitchell has already said it. You already answered my prayers, but yet and still I was never satisfied. With you around, I was the safest. I tried to replace you with imitators with less qualification. I looked on Bing and did a Google search. Couldn't find the one like you beyond the moon and stars in this universe. You never said a word. I thought I had my bases covered. I put you in third, whatever second and first. But in the sand I see one set of footprints. Thought I walked alone. It was then that you carried me. Gave me a piggyback. The type of gift you have, make it last forever. Yo, I could never give it back. It was you, same place you always have been. If I could choose over, you'd be my number one draft pick. I call you friend, you know my name. When I say you the best in the game, I don't mean LeBron James.
David wrote songs. 150. I praise the God of money, the God of envy, the God of lust. Those all begin with little G's. Only one true God remains, and he's holy. And I want the sense of the spirit on me like I'm wearing itsy. Miyagi, stop me if my praise falls short. No one else can get the credit for. Lord, it's all yours. Through my sins in the sea of forgetfulness. My praise is an expression. My praise is my weapon. My praise is expected. My praise make him bless me. You can blame my dad for everything I have been declared the winner so much. Now they call me champ. And I start to give him praise when I see the storm coming in. Got my hands up like I'm in an armed robbery. I've lost treasures, been caught in the desert. Still I praise God like I'm already in heaven, huh? He's my God. I need you to see why he leaves when I can't see. This the book of Eli. I'm alive and still in my right mind. That's why your type of praise ain't like mine.
Featuring Drew Collins, Lord Relic, and Norris J. I lost about 4 or 5 minutes, and I apologize. I had mute button on, but I wasn't going back and reiterate what I was saying before the song came on. And I'll do that, and I'll clean it up in the edits and get it back out to you on the Icon family, and where you don't miss any time after tonight's show. But I wanted to read from Colossians, the first chapter, the 24th verse. It says, I now rejoice in my sufferings. And I was looking back at Norris J's bio. And what he wrote, and he said something beautiful. He says, now I'm letting it all hang out on this project because I'm exposing some of the darkest moments in my life, from my marriage and when it was in shambles, compiled with the battles with domestic abuse, to how he had contemplated petty theft just to make ends meet. And sometimes we've gone through all those things, even under the blood of Jesus, even after we've been saved, we still deal with different things. A lot of people don't like to say or hear people say, well, I'm a Christian and I've done these things. But you know what? That's what's wrong with the body of Christ. You know, we need to be vulnerable enough to share our hurts, our pain, the things we've gone through, the mistakes we've made, so other people that's in those situations, they know a way out, because we don't stay there. And we can't give a false sense of, well, nobody, you're never going to fall, or you're never going to go through a situation where you have to suffer anything. That's a lie. And it's a lie that must be broken. And that's why I'm glad that this sophomore project of Norris Chase is coming out to talk about the things in his life that the blood of Jesus has covered. He doesn't feel any condemnation because he's been forgiven. All these things have been washed under the blood. Now he can sing and rap and talk about these situations so it can help the lives of people of whom he brings them in contact with. I want to go here and say from the 24th verse, because I'm trying to help other people, and I'm strengthening myself while I do this. I now rejoice in my sufferings. I couldn't say that before. I now rejoice in what I'm going through right now. And sometimes you'll go through a situation, and it seems like you're suffering. You're wondering why. I stopped asking why. I said, Lord, help me navigate my way through it. Don't ask why. You're in it now. What's the use of going back to the past and asking, oh, great, was it because I did it? No, just navigate your way through the pain. Navigate your way through the suffering, through the trial that you're in, and watch your character. Make sure you stay in integrity. Look what Paul is saying. He said, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you. I'm suffering for somebody I'm a minister to. The things that Noah Jay suffered for the birthing of this project, it's for the people that he'll come in contact for the rest of this year into next year. For this new project, God releases some things that he's being honest about and sharing with people that's in the same situation, in the same boat, in the same pain, hurting,
situation. God can bring you out of anything. God doesn't condemn you for anything, whether it's homosexuality, whether it's prostitution, or you might have murdered someone before, whatever. Now, I'm talking big extremes sometimes, but I want everybody to hear that's going through something that's horrendous, something that you've never gone through before, and you've fallen away or you've fallen into a lifestyle that you didn't intend to. But God can forgive you. You haven't gone too far. Gotten into witchcraft, God can forgive you. God can deliver you. God can set you free. And God can bring peace back to your mind. See, we're rejoicing in the sufferings. Right now, become up under the anointing of God. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Come back to Christ and let him take that situation and turn it around for your good. Let him take those lemons and turn it into lemonade that you can pour out to people and minister across many platforms. Somebody going through some of the same things. You. I suffer through these things for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ. So I'm filling up right now as I am taking those lemons, making them into lemonade. I'm repeating what we had. We missed the show last night with Chris Walker. Dive into that show, and you know what I'm talking about, turning lemons into lemonade. He says, I'm filling up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ. I've been cut. You have to cut a lemon, he said last night, to get the issue to come out. And so if you don't cut it, the issue won't come out. There will be no healing. There will be no cleansing. There will be no God bringing himself into the situation to turn it around. And then we're going to go back. It says, for the sake of his body. Everything I go through is for the sake of his body, the body of believers out there, those that will be saved, those that will accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that many platforms that Norris J. will stand upon. God has given us something to say through the things that we've suffered, through the things that we've gone through now. The things I was lacking, I have. The things wherewith I'm not lacking anymore to speak substance to you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You may not see your way out of the situation, but let me speak some faith to you. Let me speak something that I've learned through the sufferings that will cause you to have faith, that it will germinate the seed, that mustard seed faith inside of you to say, I can do more than I would normally do by myself with Christ in me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can come out of this situation and be more than a conqueror. Amen and amen. And he says, all the things I lack, I get through the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. We fulfill the word of God. Now, I want anybody that's listening to know that anything that you're going through tonight or you know somebody that's going through, encourage them. They are to fulfill the word of God in their suffering. They're to fulfill the word of God in their pain. They're to fulfill the, and you know, it's not about their feelings. And yes, some people, you know, they'll get down and they'll feel real bad for a minute, but I want them to bounce back. I want you to encourage someone to bounce back and ask them to fulfill the word of God. What does God intend out of this situation? He's going to turn it around, but I need to get you out of the pity party that you have in your mind and the devil getting you walking in the wilderness for about a week or 2 weeks and God forbid, a month or a year. What does God want to fulfill in your life through the things that you're going through? That's the question you've got to ask. And God's doing some great things. And you know what? We're going to go back to the song that we played at the top of the hour, Didn't Know No Better by Norris J. This is the top of, this is heading to about 7:42. We'll be right back after these messages and this song.
Hey, yo, Rail, you did this one. Hey, yo, what's happening, all my new preachers? Depression, mentally fear and sorrow. My heart was empty, big boy, seek joy. Someone mentioned the spirit, I mentioned I needed more. Maybe I should end it, that's what the voice in my head said. But the other voice said, don't listen. I know these pills can kill you. I just wanna go to sleep and never wake up. Be like Fantasia, I feel you. Oh, but now, that ain't how I get down. Busting rhymes, yo, Chris Brown, look at me now. Now I'm overflowing, yo, my spirit is bloated. I have the fear of the Lord, yeah, the ghost of holy. My new life has started. Most of the people's minds that's mentally challenged ain't the ones retarded.
We know not how to be. constant commotion, just like they have on episodes of Maury Povich and Oprah. I wasn't making it no better. I'm using my fists to hit my chick, yo, just to make her shut up. Yo, quiet, Helen Keller. She asking where I was, but I told lies better than Jesus could tell parables. Tried to let her go, she kept running back. So I used her head and body as an everlasting punching bag. Threw cups and glasses through the pots and pans until she couldn't stand and started punching me back. Oh, but now, that ain't how I get down. Bust around, yo, Chris Brown. Look at me now. Those times are over, we kiss that life tonight. Now we rather make love rather than make fights. But now, if you've seen us, it's a new season. I used to tell people, but they would never believe us. Up in the office and backhand the manager. The backhand caused the loss of all my benefits. No end, thus begins a life that's criminal. Not going back to working, I'm better off running the streets and pickpocketing wallets and snatching purses. What was I Stevie wondering all this time? I'm not trying to go to prison to finally find God. Oh, but now, that ain't how I get down. Bust the rhymes, yo, Chris Brown, look at me now. Oh, but now, that ain't how I get down.
You're back. This is Michael Anthony Johnson with Nikon Platform. That was Didn't Know No Better. Norris J, and also featuring, you've heard him before, the platform, Brennan Johns. And it's great to hear his book on that. Looking forward to seeing what God does in his life as well. That's his new project that's being developed, and he's working on that in the studio. But we're getting back into what the Word is saying to us. And we thank Norris J once again for being on the platform. God is always blessed with this platform as a result, as you know, he agrees to come on and share what God is doing in his life. He's such a blessing to all of us in the body of Christ. It's blessed to have him in the ministry, the rich ministry God has on the inside of it. But I want to get back into this because we are here to fulfill the Word. This is the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of the mystery, of this mystery among the Gentiles, among you and I. In this day that we're living in, God is showing some miraculous, mysterious things that he is doing. And I'm talking about mystery, not mysterious as far as something that's mystical. I'm talking mysterious things that he's hidden from many generations before. And he's revealing them now in this hour that we're living in. And so if you haven't gotten your Bible out in a long time, if you haven't gotten your prayer calls in a long time, I want to encourage you to do that. God is doing some great and mighty things in the body of Christ. And I don't want you to miss out on what God is about to release in your life. And I'm telling you, it's a powerful thing that God would do in you. It says, to them God will to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among us, the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. There's a hope of glory on the inside of you, and I don't want you to forfeit that. Now we're going to go forth. I'm going to play another song off of a previous project. And matter of fact, on Icom TV, we played The Kingdom by Norris J. We're going to play that and be right back in just a few minutes. Go ahead and call in if you want to talk. We've got about 10 more minutes left in this segment. And if you want to talk for just a little bit, we got another segment coming on board. We're going to be introducing Brian Martin and his incredible team, Worship for Life. So stay tuned. We've got another hour and about 10 minutes to go. We'll be right back in just a few minutes as we listen to The Kingdom by Norris J.
Yo, Slick, I think you heard from Jesus on this one. This track gon' make me shine like some armor raw. So, Slick, let that horn blow like your car alarm.
And I'm 50 Tyson.
Yo, God forgive me, I was born a preacher, but I'm trapped in a rapper's body, just trying to live like Christ did. The thing is, we all live to die, but Christ died and now we live. So I'm at Home Depot, I need to purchase something. I'm building up the kingdom, so say I work construction, pregnant with purpose and starting to show. I keep a pen, but now I need a pad, cause I might start to flow. A team of kingdom people, that's who I trust the most. With them I'm never undersized, mercy bold, not your average Joe. I got a heart of gold, I'm trying to make this hip-hop music touch your soul. So let's celebrate the kingdom, cause we suffer most. Put up your non-alcoholic cups and toes.
Here's to the kingdom, good days and good times.
To the kingdom,
it's a real good
time. To the kingdom,
good days and good times.
To the kingdom,
it's a real good time.
To the kingdom,
good days and good times.
We have good life.
It's a real good
life. We have good life.
Good days and good times.
To the kingdom.
Sometimes we gotta take away the
life.
When you take away that O from good, you get God nights, you get God days, you get a God life. That's how it is in the kingdom.
Ain't gonna be no division, we only got one leader. This ruler don't measure yards, inches, and centimeters. And in the kingdom, many beautiful people, ladies like dime pieces, the fellas are all distinguished. You best believe we kicking it just like special teams. You don't gotta sneeze to hear me say God bless you. If you unhappy with the lifestyle that we live, you need to build a bridge to get over it. Because heaven is where I lay my treasure in, my permanent resident, not the hills in Beverly. The day that I check out, just mean I'm checking in. Yo, I've been moving on up like the Jeffersons, like moving out the hood into suburbia. We don't move horizontal, we move vertical. Still don't know what I mean with the PDO. Women and men of God, oh, you fancy, huh?
Here's to the kingdom, good days and good times.
To the kingdom,
it's a real good life.
To the kingdom,
good days and good times.
To the kingdom,
it's a real good life.
To the kingdom,
good days and good times.
To the kingdom,
it's a real good life.
To the kingdom,
good days and good times.
To the kingdom,
it's a real
we kingdom living, kingdom dwelling. Nice palace, there's some kingdoms, but this kingdom's better. Some kingdoms will end, my kingdom is forever. Some kingdoms are man-made, yo, we up in heaven. Now my kingdom got a God that other kingdoms fear. Keep a king at the kingdom, wash away your sins. We get our praise on at his feet, we kneel. Just because you ain't seen him, that don't mean he ain't real. Pearly gates walk the streets of gold. Every day it's sunny, we sip on milk and honey. It's all because godly love is the reason why we love this kingdom. All of God's children make up the body of. Why you what? Some kingdoms promise love, probably would. In the beginning, then they stop like they time was up. Kingdom success, cause we kingdom focused. We kingdom minded, we kingdom hopeful. Hey!
Here's to the kingdom, good days and good times.
To the kingdom,
it's a real good life.
To the kingdom,
good days and good times.
To the kingdom,
it's a real good life.
To the kingdom,
good days and good times.
To the kingdom,
it's a real good life.
To the kingdom,
good days and good times.
To the kingdom,
it's a real,
real good life.
Something about the kingdom. That was by Norris J, the kingdom. And we got Leslie Renee live on the phone. She's just cracking me up over here in the sound booth conference center. I'm changing that to the name of our little silent private place every time I get on the radio station. But we were talking about, you know, the IRS. Tell them what you see. That was funny.
See?
No, if you don't want to say it, you think they're going to be listening and trying to squeeze some lemonade.
Cut testimony time right now. But I told God the government was shut down. I came home today, and lo and behold, on my table was a letter from the IRS. And it
hey, what's up with that?
There wasn't no check, so I'm trying to say. Oh, but man, it's the wrong time of year to be owing somebody. I don't care if I don't give out.
Right.
I don't want to give nothing. And I thought they were shut down, so apparently somebody had time to go to office and type up a letter and mail it to this guy. Mail it to this
they came to mess with you. They came to send a letter to you only. You're the only one in America that
well,
got anything.
So
much I got to get.
Yeah, somebody went and cut the light on in their office to type up a letter to tell me that I owe them some money. Now, what's up with that? Really? I'll complain.
You got to do a reply to that letter? I thought y'all were shut down. So shut
exactly.
this letter down.
Shut this letter down, exactly. I'm going to shut it down. What's really going on?
I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks when everybody in Congress and the Senate and the President can come to agreement.
That's what you need to be doing, instead of writing letters to this address before Christmas. Boy, they sure know how to come.
Before Thanksgiving, before Christmas and New Year, three holidays coming up and they messing with people. Leave
man,
us alone.
A little Christmas bonus, I was like, yeah. It's not me. No.
We're trying to intercept somebody's phone. Christmas money.
Yeah. Now, if I call up their money, you think somebody going to answer the phone?
Then you know who's going to get that message? I'm sorry, but the government is shut down.
See? They're going to make me forget them zeros I saw on that letter. They're going to make me forget that I know Jesus.
See, already.
I don't want to be a Peter to deny him.
See, well, it says, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you. That's the scripture I was reading. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ. So I know that you're going through for us, you know, Leslie, just endure it. You're going to come out with a powerful business, a powerful testimony, or a powerful something that's going to help us get through our IRS days. So hold on.
When you're not doing nothing for God, and this is serious, when you're not doing nothing for God, you know, you just getting by. The devil, you know, I mean, he's always going to do what he do. But as soon as you start making moves in the kingdom, he called up his imps and say, look, they have a meeting, and they say, look, we messed up when we let this one get out of the fold. What can we do to deter her and make her denounce Christ or make her kind of fall back on you know, serving God and, you know, let's take her mind off of God and put her mind these problems that are arising. So here they go. They went to that IRS office, which is supposed to have been closed. And but you know what? You know, it's only because I'm trying to make some power moves and go out the country next year. You know, I'm going to Israel next year. I'm going to Israel because I believe that God has a blessing for me over in that land, and I want to walk in the richness of the land, the culture. I want to walk with Jesus. I want to go to the Sea of Galilee and look. You know, this is history, and this is our Savior. You know, in our Galilee and Nazareth, all these things are combined into our. I want to see that with my own eyes. And when the opportunity arrived, you know, came up, I was like, you know, it's really not in the budget, but, you know, God, all he tells us that, you know, to have mustard seed faith, you know, and I said, you know, I'm going to, and as soon as you step out, go on faith, bam, here comes the devil and then, you know, pull out a club and hit you upside the head. But I stand in decree that I will be in Israel next year. And God is going to pray, and the devil, you know, it will not have the victory in this, seriously.
Decree that thing, and it shall happen for you, and I know that. I know that we got our guest calling in real quick. I want you to hang tight with us. We're going to take a quick break and hear from one of our sponsors, and also we're going to come back live with our new guests. And I am looking forward to just sharing some rich ministry, some anointed, powerful ministry as far as worship is concerned. So stay tuned. Leslie, buckle up, get ready. This is going to be powerful for all of us.
All right. We're going to go to one of our sponsors, and we'll be back.
Think it, feel it, live it is our motto. Your appearance is our business. Image is everything. From Detroit to Dallas, we're here to serve your fashion needs. The Texas Tie Guy helps you look good, feel better, and dress for success. Get ready for life and all it has to offer at TexasTieGuy.com. The Texas Tie Guy has everything you need for your professional appearance. Tie box sets, cufflinks, upscale pins, leather portfolios. Call for a free consultation now. 888-665-8802.
At the top of the hour with Leslie Renee. Hi, Leslie. We're back.
We are back.
Yeah, we are definitely back. And we've got some exciting, great artists as far as worship coming back to talk to you about what God's been doing in that ministry. And I want to introduce in just a second here a powerful, powerful ministry. And coming from the UK, that's a beautiful thing. I'm looking forward to hearing this. And I believe we have two people that's waiting to come on the line with. I'm going to introduce Brian Martin as a gifted songwriter, an arranger, a worship leader who was born on the sunny Caribbean island of Trinidad. Do you ever want to go to Trinidad before, Leslie?
I have never been to Trinidad, never had a desire to go to Trinidad, but one day, going to the
one
Caribbean.
One day I'm going to.
I'm going to Ireland, but I'll be over there.
Me too. But you do at 19 years old, Brian came to London to study mechanical engineering. By no coincidence, the same day he arrived in the UK, he went to church to give God thanks. The same message he heard led him to make a decision to become a Christian. Brian knew from early on in his walk with Christ that he was destined to serve within the music ministry. And we want him on the platform to share what God has done since then and how God brought this beautiful ministry together. Brian Murphy and Worship for Life. You're live on the Nikon platform. How are you doing tonight?
Yes. Hello?
Yes, we're here. You're live. You're live on the Nikon platform.
Yeah. Thank you.
Brian Martin, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
And also, I understand you have somebody else online with you as well?
Yeah, one of my singers, Chanel.
Chanel. Welcome to the platform as well, Chanel. Yes,
Thank you. Welcome.
Well, we've been listening to some incredible music, and we are excited to see what God is going to do on this show tonight. We've got about an hour packed of an anointing, a time that we'll have with you. And Leslie is my co-host tonight. She's going to stay with us as much as she can, but I just want to give you guys some time to just share what's going on in your ministry. Tell us about Brian Murphy and Worship for Life. Brian Martin is sitting right here in my face here. Brian Martin in Worship for Life. Sorry. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Yeah, we're a London-based group. Most of our singers are from different churches all over London. And really started about 10 years ago. Felt the call upon my life to really start this group, and so far it's been a wonderful journey. God has opened so many doors and allow us to convey the gospel of Jesus Christ all over Europe and other countries, including the U.S.
Yes. Tell us what you're going to be doing in the U.S. and when you're going to be visiting, or are you visiting right now?
Well, we're in Atlanta at the moment. We just arrived in Birmingham. We were on the road.
Wow.
Arrived in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to start our 11-day tour.
We were
in Atlanta, we're in Birmingham at the moment, and we're moving on to Nashville and then back to Atlanta.
Wow. Now, next time you come to the U.S., you've got to come to Dallas.
Yeah,
Dallas, Texas.
that's definitely one of the states we want to come, definitely, because we did in May a Northeast tour, so we did New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and last year we did a 60 tour in Florida.
Mhm. The One Love Cruise.
Yeah, and we did also did the One Love Cruise.
Yeah.
Wow. I like to ask this question. I know you do a lot of worship, and so that's something I believe that God is really, really stirring in all the world. If everybody's hungering for a season or this time that they can just lift their hands in the presence of God to steal the temple, like it says in the Book of Chronicles.
Yeah.
Tell me what you're seeing as you enter those platforms or those churches that you go to. What's happening around the world?
Well, yeah, as you said, I believe it is a time now where God is changing a little bit of the atmosphere into a time of pure worship and unlike many years ago. Now it's just more of a kind of a personal relationship.
Definitely.
Where you and a lifestyle, of the pure worship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so God is definitely turning the tide, really.
Wow. He's turning the tide, big time. And I was talking to the artist that was on before, his name is Norman Jay. He was saying the same thing. People, as he walks across the different platforms that God has opened doors for him to step onto, he's seeing, he's a gospel rap artist. But what he said, that he's seen every time they go into concert, people still want to worship. They don't mind the rap, but they also want worship. They don't mind the gospel music, but they also want to enter into his presence with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise and give God the worship that he deserves and let his glory fill the temple. I love that.
Exactly, because, I mean, probably especially in Europe, you see where we've been in places where just teenagers just to see them just worshiping God and God just delivering them from you know, you wouldn't expect teenagers to be worshiping God in that way.
Yeah.
More older people, but to see the thousands of teenagers just worshiping God and just raising their hand and crying out is just amazing.
It really is. It really is. Not.
So
Go ahead.
No, I said. So just for God said He's gonna reveal all these things to the young ones. You know, the babes and they kind of spearheading that worship experience. You know, that's kind of leading the way for the older folks.
And I wanted to share with both of these on the phone as well. Leslie already knows that there's a half-second delay always with these programs. And so it might be like a half-second delay where it seems like someone's not talking. If you're ever sharing, just go ahead and finish out what you're saying. And I'll take a step back because you're the one we want to talk to. We want to hear what God wants to share with your testimony, through your life. There's always a reason why when we ask someone on the show, it's been because God's opened that door. And there's something in your life that you have to give to our NICOM family. And we have people that are saved. We have worshipers. We have gospel artists, new and old, that listen in.
Yeah.
We have a lot of radio announcers that's listening in because they've seen the promotions that's gone out. Something in your life God's going to pull out to share tonight. And we always wait for that moment.
Mm.
And we want to know, what is God speaking through your life right now? What are you going through now in your spiritual journey with God as you're moving across these multiple platforms that God is reverberating in your heart right now?
Wow, well, just last night I was saying to someone that do the album Deliverance in Praise has been for me a life changing experience, and especially this year, making a new step of faith of doing all these tours. God has really every step of the way has been a faith journey. I can tell you that even with this with this present tour, 2 days before this last 2 days, I was involved in a car accident. One car hit me from the side and then pushed me onto the next car. Got whiplash. My laptop, all the went dead. So all my information with music, everything went. I can tell you loads of stuff that happened just leading up to this tour. And even importantly, the album, when you listen to the album, you know that the album has an experience behind it, because even my eldest daughter in leading up to that, doing this live recording, my eldest daughter was having blackouts. And at the time she was 16 and a half, and we didn't really know what's going on. So 4 hospitals, 14 weeks in the top hospitals in London, couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. A couple of weeks left before the live recording, my daughter said, "Dad, no, don't postpone it." And then, so you can imagine 14 weeks of this, being in hospital, can't concentrate on any live recording, to be honest. And then eventually coming out of that and going straight into a live recording, for us was in reality, you just don't know what to do. You search for all that strength inside, but you just want to trust God that He is able to do it. So I always say to people who interview me is that the reality of it, every song I write, I have to live that experience in order to be able to express it in a real way. So God is really taking, for this time here, God's really taking me through a kind of a character building. And when God calls you, it's not an easy thing. Somebody asked me, what if I want to say something to a young and upcoming artist, what would I say? Mm-hmm. I said, first, be sure that God has called you to do it. That's the number one thing.
Yeah.
And then understand that you will face a lot of opposition, because the enemy does not want you to fulfill your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be passionate with it. You have to be relentless with it. And even though you feel like giving up sometimes, which I do sometimes, I'll be honest, but one thing has kept me going is that knowing that God has called me to do it. So He has to make the provision. He has to make every way possible. So you have to definitely be sure that God has called you. So my heart this time is just to do the will of God, and to be in His will. And I know if I do that, that the job that He has for me is I'll be successful in doing that, and that is souls.
Yeah. Amen. I want to go ahead and play one of your first songs just for who you are, and we're going to come back.
Yes.
And I want to ask you about the different things you've gone through, because I got a scripture right here I want to explore with the audience and with you. James, the first chapter, the second verse, when he says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. So we're gonna put through this. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, and all those different things somebody may be going through, just like Brian Martin's talking about. we want some encouragement. We want to give you some encouragement because you are more than a conqueror through him that loves you. God loves you. He can bring you through any situation. God is birthing something on the inside of you. And I want to encourage you to stand in the situation that you're in. Don't give up. It may seem like it's insurmountable. It might seem like it's hard. But the sufferings of this present time cannot compare to the glory that shall be revealed in us if we can make it through to the other side. We want to share this song with you, More Than a Conqueror, by Brian Martin and Worship for Life. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. Wow. Wow. That is incredible. I'm loving this music. Wow. Brian Martin and Worship for Life. Brand new Icon church platform just for who you are. Yes, that is. Amen.
Woo. Amen.
Praise God.
He was having a choice.
Wow, wow. We got to bring that to our Relationship Reload next week, too. I love that song. And who? And I love the instrumental. Who is playing that?
Sorry?
Who's playing the instrumental? The guitar.
Yeah, but that's the full band. We had a full band plus a six string and a horn line as well, a brass line. So I like to have all that in the music. I like strings. I like horn. It brings that richness to add to the lyrics as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It makes you wish you were there doing it last week. I wish I was there.
Somebody was going in on
the DVD.
Guitar.
The DVD
yes.
is amazing. It is actually like you are there and you experience that same power of God, even in your own living room, in your front room. It's amazing. So you know, it's conveyed on the live album. So you can play it and you're in the presence of God.
Yes, yes. That was powerful. Yeah, almost threw me for me. I almost went in right there just give me a second to get myself back. But I want to ask.
Are you okay, brother? Do you need a moment?
I'm trying to need a moment, too, but that's incredible. I love your ministry. I love what God does in your ministry.
Thank you.
But I want to ask you, you talked about the different things you were going through, and I can tell why now. Remember, Leslie, we talked about that on one of the other shows, that sometimes when you're about to do something powerful for God, you're about to do this live recording, the devil begins to throw little small things at you because he knows that he can get you off kilter or off center, off worship. He can disrupt what we just experienced. And we can tell that you went through and you came out successfully. You go out of the woods and get them through. So I want you to encourage people's lives tonight as you share. I wanted to share the scripture real quick. It's in James, the first chapter, the second verse says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that ye may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." And I like that because God gives you everything you need when you're going through some different things and you're going through standing through trials. Doesn't he?
Yes.
He gives you everything you need.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, as I said, they say without faith it's impossible to please God. And all that really is that we will have to pass through trials and tribulation at some stage in our lives or at intervals in our lives. And it only will build your character and your character. You have to flex your muscle, and that's how I see it as. If you don't overcome, you wouldn't really know what God can do in your life. If you don't face trials, you wouldn't really know. It wouldn't really flex your muscle of trust in him.
That's right. I have to say,
Brian Martin, just being in the group, being a part of Worship for Life, Brian Martin leads by example, and he encourages us on a daily basis to be faith walkers. You know, it's not about, you know, coming in and singing and, you know, being a part of someone else's vision. It's actually being part carriers of that vision as well and walking in faith, walking with Martin, with Brian, and walking in faith. And he encourages us so regularly to do the things that God has asked us to do personally in our lives, and he supports us in that as well. So it's not just, you know, Brian doesn't just talk the talk. He is actively walking the walk, which is amazing.
It's beautiful
exactly.
to share that.
I like that you brought that up because mm-hmm. there are a lot of groups out there, you know, where, you know, you have, you know, powerhouse vocalists, but people are not living what they're singing about.
That's right. That's right.
And
that's
if you
right.
make a difference, it makes, the anointing makes the difference when you
yeah.
can honestly feel what you're singing because you have been through it and you know that your walk is real with God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And as the scripture would say, you know, I can tell you how many. I can't tell you how many times I've wanted to give up,
mm.
and that's only
yeah.
a part of my human self will always say that the enemy will always start to try to put you in a place where doubts and fears come over you,
mm-hmm.
but. There's always that still small voice that will always come to reinforce your who you are in God and what you're doing this for. And, you know, sometimes I say to myself, if I give this up, I might as well not be in existence because I was born for a purpose.
Yeah.
God has called me to for that purpose, and my purpose is wrapped up.
In
who I am. So without fulfilling your purpose, mm-hmm. you wouldn't really find out who the real you are and
yes,
what your capabilities and potential is.
Mm. And those are the trials. I think that's the thing that, you know, we sometimes fail to understand. We want the perfect person, don't we? You know, it's really nice to think that we're perfect, but we're not. And our
right.
character is refined through our trials and our tribulations. That's how God sharpens us. That's how we become sensitive to the Holy Spirit. That's how we become
mm-hmm.
diligent. That's how we become effective ministers. And, you know, it's we have to go through. We have to endure. We have
that's
to
right.
endure to the end.
Endure the temptation. And also, I think you said something, or Brian said it. If we don't, when we go through it, it really shows us who we are and where we are in God. Because sometimes, you know,
yeah.
we have to face the realization. We sometimes think more highly of ourselves than we should, which the Bible says we shouldn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes God allows us to go through those situations. So He said, "Now this is really where you are. Now deal with how to grow in that area. Don't think you're way
yeah.
down here. And this is where you are. Begin to walk." And let those faith muscles be built from where you are. We were sharing last night about when we work out, you know, when you first rep, those muscles are broken down. And then after a while,
yeah.
you do your second rep, and you're getting stronger, actually. Every time those muscles are broken down, you go back to your next rep, and you're over and over again. And, you know, maybe the next day, you get up, and you're hurting in that area. And, you know, you're sore in that area. And so I think spiritually the same way, that's how we grow. Some people don't want to experience hurt. Even those people that go to work out and they really don't do anything to really tax themselves.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Christians, we can get that way. We can get that way religiously. We can get that way because, you know, we don't want to grow. And so I believe that God sends you guys here to America because sometimes in our churches, we need to hear that very message reverberated through us. What you're experiencing there in the UK, God wants to bring that over and say, now look what's happening over there. And I want to do that here. And so, you know, He sends you guys to pave the way. And so that's what I'm praying, the anointing of God in your lives would touch this country in a way that we begin to see what God is doing over in the UK. He wants to do even greater even over here. And He brings you guys as the catalyst to bring that anointing, bring that stirring, bring that reality walk, that reality check that we need in the States. Thank you for being here. And thank you for bringing just an incredible music ministry. I mean, I love what I heard, you know, back in the day. I used to love, and this is me now, back in the day before I was Christian, I loved Earth, Wind, and Fire. I would put on everything they had, and I loved it. You know what I'm saying?
You just gotta keep it real. I am still on the Earth, Wind, and Fire euphoria because you know what? Guys are like 60 something years old and they still going hard, man.
Oh yeah, definitely.
They still going hard.
Exactly.
Bailey is, well, it's like he used to be, I mean, I haven't confessed lately, but he used to be a Christian, a very devout Christian.
But the thing is, I just had a conversation last week with about that same thing, that those days music you could listen and it wasn't as how now where there's loads of vulgar stuff in it. You know, in those days you could afford to listen to it and
really enjoy
and
it.
Really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Appreciate
right,
all
right.
the music
and the musicianship.
Right.
And I think that's kind of I think you can still appreciate musicianship, but you have to kind of be careful of content now, much more than how it was before.
Right.
I like to ask this question when I talk to artists. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I like to ask this question when I talk to artists. Your writing process. I know sometimes when we're in pain, some of the greatest lyrics out of that. And I don't know if you have an artist called Stephen Hurd. He wrote that song, Lead Me to the Rock.
Yes.
Testimony when he said he was just on a beach and he was, you know, at the bottom. And it just, the lyrics just came to him, Lead Me to the Rock that's higher than I. So my question to you is, what is your writing process? I mean, is it out of pain or you're riding down the street and you keep a notepad and you're scribbling here and there? Or how does it work for you?
Well, I always say this. I write from revelation knowledge, so more than experience knowledge. Very seldomly, I would say, God, yes, I want to write about that. So I would still go through the process of saying, God, just send the word, so I can write about this particular topic, so I can help someone. So I pray that prayer. But most of the time it's from a download, and that download is like an experience, like, you know, I'm sure when you're in church and the Holy Spirit comes and you're overwhelmed, and that's how writing comes to me. I'm just overwhelmed by words, God is downloading words to me and music. And, you know, I can remember once I was in church and this song came to me. Woman of Destiny, one of my songs I wrote for a women's conference, Woman of Destiny. And I was driving home, and the wife was saying, Brian, you shouldn't be writing while you're driving. And I'm saying to her, well, I can't stop, because that's how it comes. You know, I said, nothing wrong with writing from sense knowledge, you know.
Yeah.
But with revelation knowledge, I always say, you know that once God has sent that direct to you, all the host of angels, the heaven's angel, and all the power and the anointing is behind that song.
Experienced by the person who listens to it.
And that's the key. Yes, sense knowledge, it will do something because it's about God. It will not come back void. But when it comes from revelation knowledge, you know it has a particular purpose to fulfill in somebody's life.
It's something when you said revelation knowledge. It's the same thing when we do this show. I know you're sensitive musically when you're writing, but when God gives us something by revelation while we're on the show, everybody knows it. It may happen on the show tonight too, because we know when God starts speaking to the audience from in one particular person. Leslie and I will step back. Just like last night, we had a pastor on. He was sharing like from Lemons to Lemonade, a book. He wrote a book on that. And he began to minister. And not only was it ministering to me and Leslie, we knew it had changed from a conversation we were having with the pastor to he was ministering to millions across the world. And so it's just a beautiful thing how God gives you revelation that you know is going to transform lives, or is transforming lives.
Exactly.
Just like a radio broadcast, we don't know who it's hitting. But we know when God says, Michael, be quiet because I'm doing this. And I was like, yes, sir. Like, you are doing this with me. And, you know, and so I love that.
Of course, because so many times we can say the right things because we're Christians and know roughly Christians might do what. But when God probably is out of character and tells you, so, well, he's in character, but we are think he's out of character when he just gives you a simple word, not even from the Bible, just to say something to somebody. And the power that that has in it, you think, wow, I didn't even have to quote scripture.
Yeah.
And you see how God just transform it, and it was the right word for the person. And so revelation knowledge is important. It's one of the most important things because it comes direct from God.
Mm. Yes. I love it. We want to do something real quick. Let's play More Than a Conqueror. And I want the audience to just experience that as well. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. We'll be back with Brian Martin and Worship for Life. We're going to listen to a song and one of our ads from our sponsors. Back in a few minutes.
think it, feel it, live it is our motto. Your appearance is our business. Image is everything. From Detroit to Dallas, we're here to serve your fashion needs. The Texas Tie Guy helps you look good, feel better, and dress for success. Get ready for life and all it has to offer at TexasTieGuy.com. The Texas Tie Guy has everything you need for your professional appearance. Tie box sets, cufflinks, upscale pins, leather portfolios. Call for a free consultation now. 888-665-8802. The Texas Tie Guy at TexasTieGuy.com.
Amen. We are back live with Brian Martin and Worship for Life, and also Leslie, our co-host for Diacom Platform, and your host, Michael Anthony Jones. Thanks for being on the show, guys. This is a great music.
Awesome music.
Well, I want to share with you that I think you talked about some people that sometimes they don't have the lifestyle that matches what they should be. We've talked about before. I want you to encourage someone that they're here now and they're in the situation and they know they are. And they're just that they're dealing with. Share with us what you guys do this for preparing yourself for ministry. Not just before you go on to into a service, but a daily walk with God. How do you prepare?
Sorry, I didn't hear that. I'm getting a little bit of technical interference here.
Oh, no, I just wanted you to share how you prepare yourself for ministry, not just before you go up and sing somewhere, but also just on a daily basis. How do you prepare with your life, with prayer, with intercession, the mentors? Or how do you prepare for ministry?
If I don't have to sing out or event, I try to from probably a month ahead to say, God, everything that you want me to see and to do, Lord, that download it into me and make sure that it's not myself doing it. And just kind of start for him to send me at least a word that is for that particular event. So I will be kind of meditating on seeking God's face for him to do that, because it's easy to get into your flesh and to think that it's you and for me that's not who I am. I'm all about seeking God's heart, because I don't want myself to get in the way. So I try to prepare myself very strategically and really ask God to show me what he wants me to do, what songs he wants me to sing. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes it's not as hard as it, because sometimes God will bring songs up in the moment. But
right.
I try to allow God to give me and equip me with all the tools possible for that job. I look at it as a job.
Yes.
So that's how I look at it, because it's an assignment.
What do you do?
It's go ahead. Yeah.
You know, what do you do when? And this is what preachers deal with. This is what gospel artists deal with. That are walking on fire for God. And I know as worshipers, how do you prepare yourself if God sends you in, just like He might send you into a church, and in the midst of that service, He gives you something to deal with that needs to be addressed. Paul had to deal with it when he had to deal with it when he went to the Church of Corinthians. He said, you know, when there was some infidelity with a son and his in the father's his own father's wife. So how do you deal with that when God gives you something right in the midst of a service to prepare yourself to give that word, or give a word of knowledge, or give rebuke if need be, in being submissive still? But how do you prepare yourself for that?
In reality, you probably can't really prepare yourself. It's just a matter of once the Spirit of God comes and reveals that it's something that you're compelled to do. You're compelled to do, and of course fear comes into you. That's That's the first thing, probably by just coming to your flesh. But but for me, the Spirit of God is on you so strong that there's no amount of restraint that will stop you from saying what God wants you to say.
Amen.
Yeah. And in all things, you know, you deal with these issues in love. And you know, if it's coming from a place of love, and it's coming directly from our Heavenly Father, it will be received. It will be received.
Amen. I believe that. And I've been in services when something like that, where there's been a rebuke, or somebody's trying to admonish someone back into the right relationship with God.
Yeah.
Even in the situation when I was younger, the Lord, I received that. Because I knew it was from God, it fit.
Yeah.
It was a good fit, and there was healing in it as well. So I received that. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I love the ministry, and I love the depth of when I hear from different people, and I know they have a depth, I like to share that with our listening audience, because there's so many people, they won't go through anything, and we try to encourage them. Because in their own walk with God, there's something that they're missing, or they're missing the mark.
Yeah.
And so if you can reach into your heart and into your own lives, could you share something with our inquisitive, sometimes young in spirit and young in heart, and some young in age, they don't know how to go through trial to come out the other side strong. Could you share from that platform for just a moment?
Well, I believe that, especially when you're young, because I have three daughters. One is 21 and one is 16. And I try to look at their lives and see where God is taking them in their Christian walk, and try to learn something from that, take something from that, in order to speak to younger folks. And try to get into their mind and see what their perception of God is, and how they see God in their lives. And it's a difficult thing, but I think each one's on its merit. And I think if God, I think God is seeing today. And so the reality of it is that if God wants to get through to a young person in particular, and I know it's difficult with all the things, the media, the technology, and everything, I think that I have strong views. I think the church has a lot to be blamed in terms of helping them nurture them as young Christians. Because it's very difficult. We, even as adults, find it hard to do that Christian walk.
Yeah.
For the young people, you could imagine what the enemy is. They haven't even experienced life, that the enemy will be probably a lot more stronger in influencing them to do things.
Yeah.
But said all I have to say this, is that we have to try and get in their minds, see how they perceive life, and then try to show them where God is in their perception.
Mm.
I think that's the key, because we do the normal alphabet in ministry, or you don't do this, or else you'll go to hell, or whatever.
Yeah, the kind of prescriptive rules, isn't it?
Yeah, and to them could be foreign.
Yeah.
And say, yeah. But you have to try and bring it relevant to their modern life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the key, is try and get them to understand where God is in their life and what He is capable of doing, and what He can do if they allow Him to be Lord of their lives.
Yeah.
That's right.
And
that's
you know, I think as well, Brian, is that a lot of young people, from the perspective of a young person, singing in being a part of worship, is there seems to be like a disease spreading amongst our young people regarding identity. they don't know who they are. And if you don't know who you are, you will allow anything to reign in your life.
That's right.
And we really do need to kind of pull back the basics and really equip and teach young people who they are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And they will begin to stand. They will begin to hold on to you know, God as their father, because actually they'll know him. They'll have experienced him as their father.
Right.
And I think,
right,
you know, once you know, once you really have an understanding about who you are and who you are in Christ, you are able to withstand and stand in the face of adversity.
And I mean, a perfect example is David. A perfect example is David and Goliath. The difference was, you know, his brothers, all those were afraid of Goliath, but David at a young age knew who God was.
Yeah.
So he was able to exercise his faith and realizing what the ability he has in him to overcome Goliath.
Yeah. It's quite funny because at school, you know, it was always, you can't touch me because actually you don't know who my brother or my sister is. And it was that kind of bravado. But now we have the ability to have that same kind of bravado in our Heavenly Father. You know, we should be confident. We should stand confidently that nothing can harm us. Nothing, you know, trials and tribulations, the enemy, he has no power over us because we can run to our Father and we are safe. He is our strong tower.
Right.
He is our safety. We can hide in the shadow of the Almighty and we are safe. Yeah, and that's
it's beautiful that you say that, because I know a lot of young people out there, they're struggling, even young Christians, because they are trying to conform. So they're being tempted to conform to the ways of the world, and they don't have a depth. And some of them are searching through reality television, people that don't know, the young people that don't know the Lord, they're trying to find and fill that void through reality TV, through lust, the pride of life, and, you know, the lust of the eyes. And I want to share a scripture from Revelation, the 12th chapter, in the 11th verse, and they overcame him. And when I read that the first time, I noticed that him was written in a small H-I-M. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, because we can't overcome him by ourselves in our own strength in no stretch of the imagination. But the power of God, which is really accepted in your life, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you accepted him and you stopped walking, there's still some more steps that you miss. Salvation is a daily thing. And so when we accept the power of God in our lives and we're walking it out daily, he said we can overcome him. That little small H-I-M. Remember when they looked back and they said, was that the worm that really that tried to destroy the whole all these nations?
Yeah.
He's a small thing. And he's made to be this large thing through television, through Hollywood, through all the things that they're experiencing in the media. They're thinking the devil is this big old large thing. I remember when the movies, The Exorcist, came out, everybody got scared of the devil. And that was a problem of the enemy. And you know what? The devil is nothing but a small, little, insignificant worm, smaller than a worm that crawls on the ground.
Definitely.
And all he has is his lies, deception, and all this mess that he throws into your mind and makes you believe that you're sick. And once he has you believe that, he has power through you.
Yeah.
If you want to tell young people out there, there's something you have to hold on to. You can overcome it by the word of your testimony as well. By saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can run through the truth and jump over a wall. So that's what I want to share tonight. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And I just want to encourage anybody listening out there, if you're going through a time in your life and you think that it's insurmountable or you don't think you can make it through it, I want you to take courage tonight. You are more than a conqueror. I did play song out sequence tonight. I wanted to say the first song that we did play was More Than a Conqueror. The second song was Just For Who You Are. And I want you guys to take time, Brian Martin, and talk to us about where we can purchase your music and how we can get in touch with you to bring you to Texas, or any pastor can get in touch with you to bring you back to the States or anywhere in the world.
Right. Well, you can get a hold of the album. You can go on our website, which is www.BrianMartinWorship4Life. So that's BrianMartinAndWorshipForLife.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go on the website, you will see all the details to obtain the CD. We also have what we call job cards or iTunes cards, or you can go on iTunes and download it from iTunes. Or you can obtain it from the artist company in Baltimore. The phone number for the artist company, I'll give you in a minute.
But we also want people to connect with us.
The phone number is 410-654-6083. So if you ring the artist company, they will give you all the information where you can obtain the CD from.
Yeah. And we also want our listeners to really connect with us. You know, it is about worship. And so we want people to go onto our Facebook page. If you type into Facebook, Brian Martin, Worship, Number 4 Life, be our friend. We love coming to America. We love the people of America. As we went to an event last night, and we were talking about there being just one kingdom. There's one kingdom, there's one God, and we are just your UK brothers and sisters. So why not talk and share?
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right. Well, we want to thank you guys for being on the show. I do want to play going off the show, D.I.P., Deliverance and Praise by Brian Martin. And I just want you to know that
you've been
able to
connect
with so many people.
Can I tell you a little bit about that?
Yes, please do.
For that?
Yes, yes, please do.
D.I.P. short is Deliverance and Praise. The whole album was written from 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I think a lot of listeners are familiar with that scripture where King Jehoshaphat sent forth the praises before they went out to battle, and that was at a time that Israel was small in numbers, and in man's eyes they thought, well, no way they could win this battle physically. But Jehoshaphat, God had told Jehoshaphat to send the praises out early that morning, and they started worshiping God, and by the time they reached the fight, God had already done that job supernaturally.
Yeah. Wow.
So that song is a testimony to show that there is power in praise. That praise is a powerful weapon against the enemy.
Mm.
And from that scripture, God had gave me all the other songs with all this. So if you listen to the other songs and you read the scripture, you'll see where all those songs came from.
Amen. We're going to listen to Deliverance and Praise, D.I.P. Find this music. Also, Just Who You Are, More Than Conquering, Between Phrases and More Songs. So the iTunes, go to the pages, and get in touch with them, and see how you can bring them back to the stage. They have a powerful ministry, and you have to explode them upon the face of this of America. Go ahead.
And if you want to anybody wants to book us, just... I said, contact the artist company on that phone number that I gave you. If you want to book us, can I repeat that number again? It's 410-654.
The number is 410-654-6083.
One more time.
The telephone number, the Artist Company International telephone number is 410-654-6083.
So if you want to book us, bring us to Dallas. We love to come. And we just wanted to thank you again for having us
on
the program and being able to share a little bit of what Brian Martin and Worship for Life is about, and be able to encourage somebody, inspire somebody, or even bless somebody.
Thank you very much. And thanks for being a blessing all over the world. We're going to go off the air playing Deliverance and Praise, D.I.P., that's Brian Martin, and Worship for Life. This is going here on the NICOM platform.
Deliverance comes when you praise. God only is one when you pray. All your trials you will overcome when you praise Him. When you praise Him, oh, deliverance comes.
Deliverance comes when you pray.
Oh,
I want to say thank you very much to our NICOM family, and we say good night. We had a great time, a great two hours. I know it's been power-packed, but I just want to say tune in on Monday. We'll be back at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time to bring you the NICOM Express. Choo-choo! Goodbye.